Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Steelers improved to 2-1 in revenge games this year. Aaron Rodgers got the last laugh on the Jets. DK Metcalf scored a personal win against the Seahawks with a touchdown catch, but didn't get a real win. Jabril Peppers contributed big time. Forced a fumble, recovered a fumble. Mike Tomlin on Peppers, and Peppers on going back to New England after they cut him this offseason. Didn't take long to pick up the Steelers' defense, and I thought already made a pretty positive impact on things. Credit Mike Tomlin that it was a chess move in this game that worked for him. I do think there's a lot of hypocrisy going on how people break down this game. Sorry, Malzi. Given how we all felt going into it, how negative and pessimistic we were, I think everybody would have taken a 7-point touchdown win for the Steelers in New England. And yet here we are today, jousting and battling among ourselves and with callers about whether or not the Steelers did anything that makes us feel better about them moving forward. If they had lost that game in New England, they'd be tied with the Browns for last place in the AFC North. And I would say we would absolutely feel like Sunday in Dublin is a loss. And then it's like, all right, pick out 8 more wins on the schedule that get Tomlin to that winning season or keep them in the playoff mix. Have fun with that. Good luck with that. They come out of this game with a defensive performance that had still miscommunication and issues in their secondary and giving up conversions on third down and fourth down through the air, but they put the clamps on the Patriots' run game, and they forced 5 turnovers and only gave up 14 points, and a lot of the star players who we've bashed for 2 weeks came through. Watt, Hayward.
The first round pick was the most impressive,
Harmon,
in the sense that he's coming off of an injury where they were lucky he wasn't done for the year with the way it at first looked and he reacted. They didn't pitch count him. They relied on him. He played a lot of snaps. I think he played 35 snaps and he looked disruptive, which, I mean, really did. I don't think it's a stretch to say Harmon being in there had like a real trickle down, which I'm stunned to be admitting. But like, I take every game that they play in sum total and I try to imagine, hey, how did I feel about the game itself for what it is? Just in a vacuum, evaluate the game. But because it's the NFL, and I know you do this as well, and we came to a very different conclusion this week, I also project, how does it make me feel about how they're going to play moving forward? And like, there are still way too many things about this team that are inconsistent or rickety or just don't look right for me to feel like they are in like really arrow pointed right direction territory. Got a win. It was on the road. It was against probably a peer level team because of what the spread was.
Exactly.
All of those are good things. There are a lot of like signposts and markers and things I actually watched with my own eyes happen yesterday that have me frustrated still. That is why I called it a feel bad win.
But it's not college football. Like, there's no rankings that matter. There's no committee that picks who makes the playoffs. So the style point aspect.
The style points is just for me, though. Like, do I think you are trending in the right direction? And their defense is, but their offense, especially given the fact that they kept Rodgers upright, is trending in the wrong direction. Can't run the ball still.
I agree with that one.
And when, even though they had a game where they protected Rodgers, and this part of what I'm going to say probably comes back to can't run the ball at all, they didn't make anything really happen in the pass game other than a play here, a play there. And to Rodgers' credit, four of those plays came on the final drive where they got the win. But like, it is not a steady look at this team where you're like, oh yeah, yeah, they can move the ball pretty consistently. They know what they are. They have an identity. They go out there and they can dictate terms. Arthur Smith,
well,
high marks for a well-scripted first drive. Great, great job by all parties involved on the second drive. They went 90 freaking yards. Good for them. They had some penalties help them, but they were deserved penalties. And then there was one more good drive. Not an exaggeration. They scored to go up 14-0 with 13:49 left in the second quarter, Pony. There was one more good drive by that team the rest of the entire football game. That does not fill me to the brim with optimism. Does not fill my cup. My cup does not runneth over with good vibes.
We're to a point, though, where you're describing a 21-point offensive performance as a suck-ass offensive performance, which...
It would be like 19th in the league this year in points per game. That's actually where 21 would be.
That's not that... I mean, it's not good, but it's not like grounds for let's fire this guy and let's sound alarm bells and let's hit panic buttons, I don't think. The run game is absolutely something that hasn't looked competent through three games. I'm not downplaying that. They went into a matchup against a defensive line that I thought was much better than their offensive line based on what had happened in the previous two games. And they gave up zero sacks. That's cause for some optimism. You know, like, I still don't even think they've really tapped into DK Metcalf yet. And he scored his second touchdown in three games. Like, that's a decent silver lining. If in games where we're bitching about him, he's still putting points on the board, that's not a bad thing.
A real silver lining, if you want me to
they're
to actually,
awesome in the red zone. They're one of the best in the NFL.
They're 6 or 7, and if Austin doesn't screw up a play, they'd be the best in the NFL. You want to know what a real DK Metcalf silver lining is? I'm not kidding about this. He's got 2 touchdowns so far this year. In a game where he was targeted 4 times and had 3 for 32, you didn't hear a single peep from him about like not being happy. Pickens absolutely would have games where he would have a touchdown, but he would otherwise be not much
of
the
game
plan. Man,
did he have a classic George Pickens game yesterday. He caught a one-handed touchdown pass, and then he dropped an easy ball, and it turned
into
an interception.
He slammed his helmet. Oh, yeah. Marcus Mosher, who does the Cowboy stuff, he's like an Erie-based guy, and I like Marcus, but a lot of Steelers fans are ready to like strangle him at all times.
Yes.
Because he's not much of a TJ Watt believer. I saw him tweeting yesterday, like, very frustrated things about George Pickens. And man, does it feel good to be 1,000 miles away from that, literally and figuratively, boys. Woo!
Trey Essex, I can't remember a worse win than yesterday from a Steelers Super Bowl champ. Donnie, do you agree with that? You can't fathom or you can't ponder and think of a worse win than a road win in a place where you haven't won a game since 2008 and your defense did. Their defense actually did some historic things. They took the ball away 5 times and forced 4 fumbles.
They have had some ugly wins over the years. So, I mean, I find it hard to...
Was it worse than the Jets game?
See, what Chris said a little bit earlier today is kind of how I feel when you just compare the two games. I mean, we got to see them win a football game where the offense actually shined. Yeah, the defense looked horrible against the Jets, but we are not used to seeing an offense put up 30-plus, especially in week one. So that was a little bit different of a feel. This is the type of game we have seen the Steelers win about 50 times over the last 5 years.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
No, yes. Exaggeration.
It's literally, yes, like, other than the crazy special team stuff, it's the Bengals game in week one of 2022.
Yep.
It's the Buffalo game in week one of 21.
Mm-hmm.
It's any number. It's the one of the Ravens games last year, I would say, like, where they forced turnovers. It was the Kenny to Pickens Ravens game where there were all the drops and they just found a way at the end.
I would even say for that Bengals game you brought up and the Bills game you brought up, the excitement level for the win was different because I didn't think they had much of a chance going into the game anyway.
Right, they beat two contenders. I agree with that.
I know that I didn't pick the Steelers to win yesterday, but they still did go into the game as a favorite, according to all of the bettors.
Right, but if somebody...
It wasn't as if yesterday they pulled off some big upset, even though it wasn't pretty win.
I agree, but the thing that I don't understand with you guys is if somebody had offered you up a touchdown win over the Patriots before the game, you would have both gladly taken it.
I'm not upset that they won. Donnie, I'm always happy they won. I can understand to come away from a game and not feel full satisfaction or think like, yeah, they still have a ton.
But people are saying they feel worse. That's what I don't get.
You're offering like a false premise here and you know it. You just say, if I offered you a touchdown win, we don't just say, well, they won by a touchdown, good game. We evaluate everything that gets them to that point.
I know that. But
and if you say to me, Chris, Friday afternoon, we're doing our Friday tailgate hour.
Sure.
Hey, Malzy, they're winning by 7. You don't even tell me the score. You just say they're winning by 7. I'd say, cool, man. Like, can't wait to see how they do it. And then if I had watched them do it this way, I'd have come in here the exact same way, even knowing a win was coming.
I just don't think the details mean very much when it's a road game against a team that you just said is basically on the same level as them. Yes, you're right. If I said Pitt beats Duquesne by only 7 points, people would not be cool with that. It wasn't ACC versus FCS. It was 2 1-1 teams. And they've got a quarterback that I know you love.
Yeah, I
think they've
he's
got a coach
really
who
good.
You respect. So I'd
be ripping the hell out of him today if I worked in Boston, the coach. I'd be saying your play, like, because I know if Mike Tomlin had a team fumble 4 times and lose them all and throw a pick in the red zone, I'd be saying that is the mark, like, no ball security
of
a poorly coached team.
Yes.
And even though I thought, like, in the middle portion of that game, their coaching overall seemed better, they were moving the ball, you turn it over 5 times, your coach deserves to get crushed for it.
Yeah, right.
But by the same token, I don't feel like, other than Mike Tomlin, like, just on the coaching front, made one decision that I really liked in this game. One. 3rd and 6, he said, go for the jugular here. Like, go for a knockout punch. Try to score a touchdown, which directly like ran counter to what he had tried to do 8 minutes of game time earlier.
I know,
I can't even give him that much.
But I also give him credit for how they started the game offensively. They got the ball to DK Metcalf early. They knew Christian Gonzalez was out. He took the ball, short pass, ran a long way with it, which has been his bread and butter. And then the play they scored a touchdown on was brilliant. Everyone went to the right. They pitched it to Kenneth Gainwell left, and he could have moonwalked into the end zone.
I know.
He made personnel changes on defense that made a big difference. I have to give credit where credit is due. I'm not a Tomlin guy. I thought he had a pretty good game yesterday. The two drawbacks being, again, more miscommunication on defense with the guys at linebacker and their secondary, and the fact that they can't run the ball, and as a Ancillary point to that, the fact that they went pretty conservative on offense with a lead in the second half.
Zarina Diaz.
Yeah.
Pony is smoking these boys who don't know ball.
Who is she? Is that a woman?
I think it's a guy. I don't know. BLV. Chris is giving me, they won the Super Bowl, but vibes. They didn't win the Super Bowl. It's week three against a team that might be ass.
I understand that, but there obviously are games in every season where it doesn't matter how you win. It just matters if you win. The Super Bowl is won. The AFC Championship is won.
Clearly, you're putting this game as one.
It felt like a quasi-play. As far as week three September games go, I thought it was, based on how their first two games had gone and how last week went and who they were playing and what you're both vying for, probably the three wild card spots, it was a pretty big game, man.
It did not do anything at the end of the day to make me feel like one way or another they have a, well, not one way or another, but to make me feel like they've got a better chance to win against the Vikings this week than I would
have. Well,
that's
because the Vikings scored about 100 points,
no,
Chris.
If the Steelers had gone out and beaten the, to be very, very honest, if the Steelers had taken, let's say, two of those three turnovers they forced in the middle of the game in a row, the interception, fumble, fumble, yeah, combo platter,
yeah,
and turned two of those drives into touchdowns and won 35-14, you bet your ass I would be sitting here going, guys, this team just walked into New England, forced a bunch of turnovers,
yeah,
beat them up early, beat them up worse.
I agree with that.
And finished them.
I agree with that.
So that's been like the whole thesis point for me.
But there was
today
literally one team in the NFL who did that this week, and it was the Colts in Tennessee against the rookie quarterback.
I understand that, but the Steelers, by going up 14-0 and then forcing so many turnovers, had opportunities to have a similar game, and they ended up making it, relatively speaking, a nail-biter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.